for the first time on AgWired, we have some guest bloggers. It'll be students, one from the University of Missouri and one from the University of Illinois. And that's being made possible by a grant or a fellowship from Monsanto, which is called the Future Ag Journalist Fellowship. And to talk about that with me here in this interview is Tammy Craig Schilling, who is Public Affairs Director for Monsanto. And Tammy, I think first of all, it would be interesting to find out just what is the Future Ag Journalist Fellowship? You know, what is the purpose and the goal in this program that Monsanto has?
Thanks, Chuck. Appreciate getting a chance to visit with you about this. It's an exciting concept that came out of a staff meeting. We were sitting around visiting about how to make Commodity Classic come to life for a lot of us that don't get a chance to go from farm communities, or even for students who may never have gotten to go to a trade show like this. And what could we do to enhance their opportunity, as well as get some stories written that we could share back with universities, with Monsanto folks who are not able to go to Commodity Classic, as well as some of the regional newspapers that may have interest but don't have anyone to do coverage for them at the event.
Well, I think that's a great idea. And to talk about the students that get selected to do this, what kind of process do you have for that? And, you know, how do you select which students will be going? And then if you could also just go ahead and talk about some of the things that they will be doing when they get to Classic.
Sure. So we Monsanto has had a longstanding commitment to youth, and many of us came through the ranks of FFA, 4-H, and landed at Monsanto. Not everyone did, but a lot of folks attended land-grant universities, and two of the land-grants clearly are University of Missouri and University of Illinois, and they both have ag communications programs and very strong ag programs in general, and it made sense to go to those schools and really have an upfront conversation with the folks that lead their AgCom, human and community development programs, which we have relationships with. So we made the contact and said, hey, we'd like you to share this with some students that you think have had some writing experience. So we were looking for folks that had a bit of writing experience or broadcast experience, either one, and give them an opportunity. We made some of those contacts. Students were selected, and about 2 weeks ago, we got on the phone, and Margie Fisher and Mary Ireland were the two students selected. And while they're at the event, Chuck, we're kind of excited. We did not give them a format or a layout of what we wanted them to do. Instead, we really wanted them to get the opportunity to develop themselves and say, you know what, how would I think about, as a real-life journalist, how would I think about going and approaching a show like this? So we brainstormed a few ideas, and then each of them turned back in a program, kind of a program of action to us that's just fantastic. Each of them are a little different. Obviously, including your podcast as being a really neat blogging opportunity, but each one of them provided us an update of what they wanted to do. And what's neat about it is both of them also did some outreach. So the young lady from Illinois has contacted the Illinois Agri-News and is going to be covering FFA activities during Commodity Classic. There are going to be some announcements there. The young lady from Missouri, Margie, is going to be writing an article for the Missouri Ruralist, which she has currently been writing an article for them in the past and is going to include her activities. The other thing that's neat is they've also contacted their alumni newsletters for the colleges of agriculture and are going to be posting something in those as well. So it's really become a much much bigger project than we really even dreamed about at that staff meeting a few weeks ago.
Well, we're thrilled to death here at ZimCom to have this opportunity to see what kinds of experiences and observations that they have personally. Can you talk at all about what your expectations are from this fellowship program and how you might evaluate the benefit or the value in that for Monsanto after we've gone through this?
Well, that's a great question, because that's been one of the questions that we've toyed around with. And we're a company that does a lot of pilot programs. So I used to be in the field as a field sales manager and came into public affairs a few months ago. And we were constantly looking at pilot programs or opportunities. And when I came in and we started talking about this, to me, this is the ultimate pilot program. If you really want to give kids an experience like we want to do, and if you want to live up to the commitment to agriculture and youth that we've said we have, you've got to make those opportunities available. So we sat down and put together a few objectives, you know, kind of scratched them on a sheet of paper and said, let's see where this thing takes us. Let's see what opportunities we can provide and what opportunities Mary and Margie can bring back into our business, share their insight as young people that want to be in the industry. Both of them are from farms, so also, what a great opportunity to hear fresh from the farm what they think about the experience they had with Monsanto, things that we should be doing differently or thinking about. But what's neat about it is when you evaluate something like this, typically when people are excited and they've got goals just like Mary and Margie do, so each of them have said they want to do X amount of stories, they want to network with certain folks, our belief is they're going to share that spirit back when they go to the universities that they're from. They're going to share it back in their communities. And I think already we would say, you know what, this is something that upfront cost is very low. The biggest cost of this is time from our commitment and their commitment. But more importantly, we're going to get to share some information, not from a Monsanto perspective, but really from the fresh eyes of two young people that are committed to the industry. So we'll go through an evaluation, but our belief is this could ultimately turn into other projects. If this works, there would be no reason we couldn't do something like this at Farm Progress Show, that we couldn't do something like this at Louisville Farm Show, possibly leading even into some internship opportunities within public affairs. So right now, everything's an option. We just think it's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot less work than we thought originally because the students are very, very talented.
Well, in my limited contact with them so far, I would agree with that. They do seem to be very knowledgeable about things that we've talked about. What do you think about the idea of them blogging and writing on a regular basis, their thoughts and feelings and observations over this next week? I know that was new, probably not in anybody's original thought process. So I am curious to, you know, whether it's you or others you've discussed with, you know, on your team, what you think about this idea.
Well, it's interesting because some of us that have you know, we're also used to using the internet, and the whole blogging concept has been talked about, but we're all readers of AgWired. So the folks in public affairs at Monsanto are reading your information. We're looking, we're listening. We want to know what the thoughts of just the general public are. And so you were the first guy we thought of, to be honest. I mean, ZimCom was the first organization we thought of saying, you know what, we want to provide these students access to a new experience that they might not get otherwise. We want to give them something for the time that they're going to give us back. So it makes a lot of sense to hook up with you, and you were very gracious to bring them on. We also wanted to make sure that Mary and Margie got a chance to network with people in the ag communications journalistic broadcast industry. So it made perfect sense for them to do a blog, and we're actually going to get their feedback afterwards on the value of blogs, information they can provide us, et cetera, from actually doing it over this 3-4 day period. So we're very excited to learn from them and what they're doing as well.
Well, that's basically what I'm looking for. Since we've been doing this on AgWired, it's a learning experience, hopefully, for our readers and for us as well here. And this is no different. And thank you very much for your comments there. Anything else that you might want people to know about what Monsanto's doing in support of students like Mary and Margie?
I would say there are really three areas within youth that we've spent a lot of time in. One is the National FFA Organization, and it's pretty exciting. There are a lot of us who are FFAers, but even those of us who weren't at Monsanto have gotten the fever. So a couple times a year, last year, for example, the National FFA officers came to visit Monsanto on their corporate visitors program and did a tour, as well as we held what we call town hall meetings. It's where the employees come into the cafeteria. The National FFA office were able to share some information. And Glenn Stith, who is the head of U.S. sales for Monsanto, is actually on the National FFA Foundation board. And so Glenn started passing out the little sheets over the last year, the donor sheets, and I believe right now we've raised about $68,000 out of individual contributions to FFA. So we're really proud of that because it wasn't Monsanto money, because that's a different bucket. Monsanto sponsors them corporately. But these were employees who said, you know what, I believe in it. And I believe in the FFA and what it's done, whether I was in it or not. And actually, a friend of mine got together a group of about 10 or 12 people that ran in the Chicago Marathon and raised $14,000. Part of that $68,000. So that's one of the things that we do, and it's really supports at the high school level. Clearly have been a long-term supporter of 4-H and very committed to that. But we've just started sponsoring the Agriculture Future of America program and have really been excited about some of the connections and some of the interns that have come to us from that. But we're always looking for interns as well in different parts of our business. So the seed production sites, work closely with many land-grant universities to bring in summer workers, because they're just, it's great for us, it's great for the students as well. And I know at the University of Illinois, we've even done some interview preparedness, we've done networking, and just lots of those opportunities and things going on out there. We really believe that young ag students, one, come from the farm, and we're very proud of that, because most of those farms have been big supporters of our products and really helped bring us to where we're at today. But more importantly, typically those ag students are going to be leaders of tomorrow. And we have to think about, how do we give them the opportunities to develop, just like people gave us many years ago that landed us in the positions that we've been able to be in today and support the ag industry.
We're really looking forward to working with you this week, and especially Mary and Margie. I've been speaking here with Tammy Craig Schilling, who is a Monsanto Public Affairs Director, and looking forward to seeing you out in Anaheim. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.